Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
6:45, Tommy Tucker, quarter until 7. And if you go to WWL.com, you'll see our clock counting down 3 days, 12 hours, 14 minutes. And let me get you a round number here. 40 seconds until kickoff of the college football championship game here in the Dome. LSU Clemson Blue Runner opinion poll asking you, who do you think is going to win? And it's pretty simple. Your choices are LSU or Clemson. And 61% are saying LSU, which surprises me unless we have some Clemson fans voting in our poll. Andrea Williams, nice enough to join us now, Chief Operating Officer of the College Football Playoffs. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. That was some real fancy math you were doing there. I just would have said we were 3 days out.
Well, it's, Andrea, to be fair, full disclaimer, it is on our website.
Well, I'm going to go check it out so I know better.
like now I can tell you it's 3 days, 12 hours, 13 minutes, and 54 seconds. I'll be glad to update you.
As well.
I'll be glad to call you and update you every couple of minutes if you like.
That's great, but just not at 6:45 in the morning.
I appreciate you getting up. I really do. What are your expectations going into this weekend? And what are some of the things, I guess, fans should do to really enjoy this once-in-a-lifetime event? Because I don't think that's overstating it. Do you, once-in-a-lifetime?
You know, the College Football Championship certainly creates memories for everyone, not just the participants who are on the field, but certainly the fans that come from all over the country and some from even all over the world. And so, absolutely, this will be a story that they can tell decades from now. And I think, you know, we owe a great debt to the great city of New Orleans, our host committee here and the Sugar Bowl, and certainly ASM Global and the Saints. And they have worked really hard to coordinate with our efforts to put on a great championship game on Monday. So we're excited for those who will go to the game. But to your point, that's not the only thing coming into town. We have tons of fan-friendly events that start tomorrow and go through the afternoon on Monday. So if you just want to come down into the city, there's ample things for you to choose from to be part of the festivities.
So a lot going on between now and kickoff, which is 3 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes, and 28 seconds away. What, Andre, for example, some of the things that people can get involved with, because, man, I saw them put down in a convention center. It looked like a real football field with AstroTurf.
And they certainly did. Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. Starting tomorrow, first up for our general public is we have a media day, and that's open and free to the public, and that's over at Xavier University. And then, as you mentioned, we have our Playoff Fan Central, which is our fan fest, and that's happening Saturday, Sunday, and Monday over at the Convention Center. We have AT&T Playoff Playlist Live, which is our free concert series that's happening over by the river at Waldenburg Park. We also have something that we call the Championship Tailgate Plaza, and so that's right there connected to Waldenburg Park at Jack's Brewery Lot. And again, these are all free events for our fans and just individuals who want to be around sports or want to be around fun activities in the city that are happening just coming up Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But for those folks who enjoy a little exercise, we have a 5K run on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. That'll be going through the French Quarter. So it's my goal to get up and get out there with everyone, which would be great. And just a lot of things going on. So whether you want to go hang out at the Fan Fest or go hear some great music, we've got a little bit of everything for everybody.
Just to be clear, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, when you say you'll be getting up to join them, does that mean you'll be wishing them well at the starting line and greeting them at the finish line, or does it mean you will be actually running in the race?
You know, and running is a loose term. I will be participating and jogging, a very slow jog.
I think it goes to, like, does a horse's feet ever really leave the ground when it's running, right? Are they flying through the air? And it's the same thing. Do you have 1 foot off the ground? I want to talk to you about Media Day when we come back, because I think it's odd, unless I misheard, that a media day would be open to the public, but you said it is?
Absolutely. And so we'll have both teams that will participate and their coaches, and the media will be with them doing their interviews. And then our fans will come in, we'll give them radios so they can actually hear the interviews as they happen. And I will tell you, we are about 2,000 as it relates to capacity. And so if fans want to come out, they probably need to get out early. And once we are, our full attendance is in, we will close the doors. But yeah, it's free to the public, and they can come out and hear their favorite coach and players speak.
Are they in the grandstand or the stands? Are they walking around with the media?
So the players and coaches are actually on the floor at the Convocation Center.
And the fans are at the top watching it.
They're in the seats. That's
so they can
correct.
See the whole thing at one time. Well, that's pretty cool. And there's no way to pre-register for that, or is there?
There is not.
Okay, first come, first served. All right, 6:50, 10 till 7, we'll pick it up here. Andrea Williams, our guest, COO for the College Football Playoff. Time now, traffic, WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, counting down to the big College Football Playoff Championship in the Dome. Our guest, Andrea Williams, COO of the college for the College Football Playoff. Andrea, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but would you like to take a guess at how long until kickoff?
just happy to be with you here this morning, Tommy.
3 days, 12 hours, and 4 minutes exactly.
I'm going to put your website up on my screen.
Do that. And you know what? Give me your cell phone number, and you can text out alerts all weekend long. Kidding. So weather-wise, and we like to ask the customers questions when they text them in, and they did. And a lot of people are talking about these events and the weather. How concerned are you all about this, and are there any alternate plans?
Certainly. You know, anytime you put on an event of this size and magnitude, you have to consider inclement weather. And that's whether you're inside or outside. But because we've got a number of our events that are outdoors, it is something that we spend a lot of time talking about and planning for. And so we see the weather reports, and we know that there's weather coming in, and our events are rain or shine. The difference is if there is lightning involved, if there are high wind gusts involved. And so we work with the emergency agencies here in New Orleans to help us manage and facilitate those events. And we will be communicating out with our fans who come down into New Orleans. So what I would encourage people to do would be to download the College Football Playoff app. And so with that, we can do push notifications to keep people informed in terms of what's happening with our events.
You mentioned the planning that goes into this. You know, we got this little thing called Mardi Gras here. I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
You know, it sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah. But, you know, what we say is that after it's over, the people that build the floats and the crews and the themes and so forth, they take a couple of days off. Then they start right at it again for the following year. Is that kind of the way with you all, or are y'all working years ahead in terms of preparation?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that you asked the question. So the week after we leave New Orleans, we are actually out in Miami already, which is the host of the 2021 National Championship game. And we are already out through 2024. So Miami in 21, then Indianapolis, then Los Angeles, and then in 2024, we're in Houston. And when I tell you, we are already conducting site visits in all of those cities and have connected with very engaged communities and really tremendous tremendous host committees, and everybody's already working very hard on those future events to make sure that we can bring a great event to all those who participate.
Already in Houston for 2024, and obviously the game's going to be played, is it RNG Stadium, I think? NRG
That's
Stadium,
right.
I think is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're
uh-huh.
looking for side locations for all of the events that are going on, like here?
Exactly right.
Wow.
It's a lot of fun, though. It is a lot of work, but we know in college athletics we are truly blessed to be able to do what we do, and it's a lot of fun, and we get to work with people like you and be in great cities like New Orleans, so we are very fortunate.
Andrea, before we let you go, and we deeply appreciate your time because I know you're very busy, how much fun on a scale of 1 to 10 can the New Orleans area, and I mean the entire area, Baton Rouge and so forth, count on this weekend with the college football playoff here? Scale of 1 to 10.
What type of experience they'll have?
Yeah, in terms of fun and experience.
Oh, without doubt, off the charts.
So 10, maybe even higher.
You know, my math isn't as good as you, so I would say at least an 11.
All right, well, it's hard. It's hard to wait because the anticipation's building toward the countdown. The kickoff happens, Andrea, 3 days, 12 hours, and 0 minutes from now. So thank you for your time, and have a happy weekend in New Orleans. Coming back, WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.